next item is Bayville Shores HR RPC amended site plan on Route 54.
An amended site plan to add one additional 8-unit boat storage building as an accessory use to the multifamily dwelling. This building is 60 by 60, and it's similar to the other ones that were recently approved by the commission. If you grant preliminary approval, final could be subject to the staff receiving all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I went over the site plan with Mr. Abbott earlier this afternoon. It is indeed, as his notes represent, my motion for the applicant Bayville Shores is for approval as an amended site plan with final approval subject to the staff receiving all agency approvals.
Question, Mr. Chairman?
Yes,
sir.
I'm sorry. Sir, we have a second, but go ahead. What's your question?
What was there before?
Open area.
So are we decreasing open space, or what's...
Be decreased, yeah. I'm adding a boat storage building.
What was the open space originally designed for?
Open space. Did it have anything shown on the original site plan for that area?
And is that something the commission wants to consider doing as approved plans to be eliminating open space, and whether it's a boat storage or storage buildings or whatever?
I think it might be the aspect of this, that if it were open space, the boats would be kept out in the open air and maybe more of a visual deterrent and perhaps an attractive nuisance than within the confines of the building.
Know if they were maxed out on the number of units they could get with RPC?
Yes, or if they can't get any more units.
The site for the little extension you see in the back's access to a boat dock or a boat ramp. These two buildings used to be the storage buildings. There were either two or a couple of buildings there. We went down and looked at, well, this is the water tower. This was a maintenance building, and this is the proposed boat storage building. There wasn't anything used there for recreational purposes. This building is set up to be to look at over the tennis courts. There wasn't really anything there. It's actually a water tower, a storage maintenance building.
They're storing boats there now, huh?
Yeah, I think I'm just saying. Yeah, what Shane says, right, they're just basically, somebody says they're going to cover. It's not an area that would use for recreational purposes.
Is it on grass that they're storing the boats in?
I haven't been down there since they rebuilt these buildings, but this used to be buildings for mini storage. They moved to mini storage buildings
right,
over
I remember
here.
That. That's right. Right.
Okay. Built two condo buildings, which I believe is either 5 or 10 units, I forget which. And they kind of look over the tennis complex or the boat ramp. And then this is the water tower, maintenance building. That's the proposed building. I'm just trying to do it from memory. But
right.
I remember when this was all done.
Yeah, I remember when we approved
the... They relocated the mini storage buildings over to here and deleted some.
And deleted some,
and
too.
And then moved the condo buildings in their place.
Right.
Because they sort of shielded storage buildings from the rest of the development.
Stormwater management change?
That's a question. Whether you want to go to space time or where is it?
That's the last expansion of the that you did as an amendment. Then they had to go back to public hearing to make that amendment because they added units.
10 or 12 units.
Yeah, I can't remember the number, but yeah, they did that 3 years ago maybe. And the water tower was already in. They deleted the storage building to replace it with the condo building. And I just can't picture what was right there at that spot where that building's going, but I don't think
it looks like they're cutting out some trees.
It wasn't a recreational area.
There's some trees that would have to be removed.
It'll probably screen.
The next one?
The development from the boot repair facility that's right behind it. Boot repair facility right there. No, that's on 250, that's on 258B. Yeah, that's right, that's on the other. That's on 258B, that's right. They back up to Bayville. Or Bayview.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome, sir. We have a motion and a second. Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the amended site plan on Route 54 for Bayville Shores HRRPC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye, opposed?
No.
One for the motion passes 4-1.